Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Monday, November 30th, and yesterday the Texans fell hard to the Indianapolis Colts. Afterwards, quarterback Matt Schaub went to the podium and took some questions from the media and expressed his disappointment in the outcome of the game against Indianapolis.
Matt, when you threw that second half interception, right here, when you threw that second half interception, was that a timing play and there was supposed to be a receiver there?
Some of the one down the field.
The one that number 55 returned for a touchdown.
Well, you know, we had our tight end on out route there, and the guy made a play and undercut it. And, you know, it's just on me. I need to get off that and go somewhere else with the ball.
What about the long one, your first down? Y'all been moving the ball well. What was that one?
Yeah, you know, we had Andre on a deep throw, and I thought he was going to go inside the corner on his deep, like, go post route. And at the last minute, he jumped outside, and then the safety, you know, was able to recover back there.
How do you feel about the way those one went down the plate so well and then so bad?
Well, it's frustrating because, you know, everything was right there for us. You know, we played a good first half. You know, we settled for a couple field goals when I think we should have been able to put sevens on the board. And I think that, you know, kept the score closer than it could have been at halftime. And then, you know, when it got down there in the fourth quarter and had the turnover, you know, we hurt ourselves. And with penalties all day, we hurt ourselves as well.
The first time you scored all season, you went straight down, then you did it again. What was the key to having such a fast start and such a bad finish?
Well, I think, you know, as far as a good start, you know, we just executed our plays. You know, we were able to run the football, which I think helped us, you know, extremely well in that drive and also in the first half. But we were just executing, moving the chains, and taking what they gave us. We weren't trying to force things and, you know, able to move it down the field and score and use 7 minutes off the clock in the process.
What happened?
Well, you know, they play too, and they executed and they took some things away, and, you know, we hurt ourselves, you know, throughout the second half, whether it be with penalties or with turnovers as well.
Matt, do you think some of those pass interference calls were questionable? Because it looked to me like the ball wasn't even catchable and the guy was barely touched in.
Well, I only saw a few of them. I mean, we were looking over the pictures and planning for our next series, so a lot of those I didn't really see. But, you know, they were called, and that's the way it goes. You know, you got to try and avoid those situations.
What was the most disappointing thing about the second half to you?
You know, my turnover for a touchdown. Yeah, I think we take that away and we don't make that mistake. You know, I think we move the ball and we put ourselves in position to score.
Right before you drop a wide open pass, right before you get stripped, you get a penalty, takes you back 15 yards. What does it say about a team at this point that continues to make mistakes and kill you?
I just think we just need to regroup and go out. We have 5 games left. We got to go down to Jacksonville, play a team. You know, it's really, really a tough team in their place. We just got to regroup and come out swinging.
Matt, Coach Kubiak, after losses, particularly today, he puts the loss on himself. He even put false starts on himself. Is he being fair?
That's just the type of coach he is. You know, he takes a lot of you know, heat when he shouldn't. You know, that's on us as players. You know, that game out there, you know, we were set up to win that game and to play well, and we just didn't do it. We hurt ourselves all day, especially in the second half. So, you know, that's just the type of coach he is, and you know, he's going to protect us as players, but at the same time, that's on us, and that's all it is.
Also at the podium on Sunday was defensive end Mario Williams. He got to quarterback Peyton Manning one time, but was disappointed as well in the outcome of the loss to the Colts.
Mario, how frustrating is it for you when y'all were getting to Peyton Manning, y'all were sacking him, intercepted him a couple of times, you were even caused him to hurry up several times, and then y'all still come out losing? How frustrating is that?
I mean, it's very frustrating. You know, at the same time, we had a lot of penalties that moved the ball tremendously for them. Unfortunately, you know, the calls were made, and you know, something we got to deal with as a team. But I mean, you know, to do what we did, we definitely, you know, the biggest thing was to get out the paint and get it moving a little bit. And like you said, we did that, but you know, it still came out short.
you feel that some of the calls were questionable, like those pass interference calls where the ball didn't even seem to be catchable?
Yeah, those. I'm not going to say they're questionable. You know, I'm not even going to really touch base on that. But yeah, the ball definitely. There were some times where the ball was clearly like the receiver gave up on the ball. You know, and it was still called. So that's the call they made. That's the call that we got. So we got to go with it.
The way the defense collapsed at the end, was that because you guys been on the field so much in the second half?
We were just out of position. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, it's nothing about, what was going on. It was just we're out of position. We missed tackles multiple times. That's on us. That's just us as a person.
What does it say about y'all to continue to make those same mistakes?
Obviously, we go from taking care of the run to, still now all of a sudden going back to, not taking care of the run. So, I mean, it's just got to be fixed. Like I said, it's on each and every individual.
How do you feel right now?
It's just one of those things that you just got to focus on the future. I mean, we're all going to have to, have short memories after this, but definitely right now it's you really can't explain it.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its players, coaches, cheerleaders, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah,